do those kind of humiliations, they kind of help motivate you?
I don't know. I think they're in the past. At least I feel they are, but you learn from history.
Yeah.
You know, that's all, and you just keep going. But, sure. I don't think any of us will forget. Right. You know? But
would you like to?
I would like to. Yes, sir. I wish I didn't have to remember. Yeah. Yes, sir. How good they are.
Yeah. But, how do you feel fielded out there today, filling in for Gerard?
He did a great job. He's active, busy. He's always that way. Busy, active guy. And I mean, he moves. He runs sideline to sideline. And he's been real good for us. So
they don't seem to be able to handle 92 every week. You notice him.
He stepped in and did a heck of a job. So that's 3 weeks now growing. So he's got to keep growing each week. And, you know, the composition gets stiffer now. So you got to step it up. You know, you got to keep going. But he's done a good job of working his butt off. So.
How's he done it? What's he doing to you know, be making a difference now?
Well, he's quick and fast, and they work hard. I mean, the truth is, you know, Dondre and Jake and those guys, they got a great room. So they work hard together. And the whole deal is the pass rush has got to be every bit as important as your run defense. And I don't know if we've always had that philosophy, you know, that's been true. But it's exactly the same. You got to take the same pride in rushing the passer as he's, you know, stopping the run. So he's worked hard. He's got God-given talent.
You think they see this little guy and they underestimate him?
They might start laughing. But he's quick and fast. They might. Yeah.
Larry, the Colts represent the ultimate challenge for any defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh. Starts with the quarterback.
Yeah.
He directs. He's the coach on the field. And that gets him out of bad plays into good plays. And he can read your coverage in a heartbeat. And he is the best. So you got to prepare knowing he's the best.
Will you work even more this week? I know you work a lot any week.
You got to, because, I mean, these guys are simple and lethal. If you understand what I'm talking about. They're simple and lethal. They set you up, and then they cut your throat. And that's what they do. And you really got to study. Because this quarterback, I mean, he has gotten each year better, better, better. And people don't realize what he does on the field. Okay? They make a little bit of a joke about him checking all that stuff. He handles a whole game. And, I mean, there's not many guys can do what he does. And so he is, in my estimation, he's head and shoulders now. Above the league as a quarterback.
So less sleep for you this week?
A lot less.
Thanks,
Coach. Even though we're only a little bit removed from the Browns game, are you already thinking about the Colts?
Not right now.
Okay.
Not right now. That was too hard to win that game.
Yeah.
And you got to appreciate each day of your life. Tomorrow will be soon enough.
Yeah. The fourth quarter, a little more of a challenge there after a couple of the turnovers to get up. But your guys seem like they really rose to it after giving up the touchdown.
They fight hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And touchdown is one of those deals, and the quarterback made a good play, and he scrambled. And when quarterbacks scramble, you get bad. You know, you get in a bad situation. But he's a good player and a good kid. He made a play. We got no gripe. You know, he beat us.
But still, it seems like they're giving up touchdowns at the best possible time. Both touchdowns came with 17-0 leads.
Well, let's hope they stay that way.
Yeah.
Let's hope. But all that is a blessing and a credit to the players. Mm-hmm. And they bust their butts, and they're cranking their butts off, and they got not one thing to do with anything but them. Okay. And as they continue to do that, then we'll have a chance to play anybody.
Is there any one play where you're really proud of them? Like the play out that was where Reuben was running and three guys stuck with him, and Al kind of pried it out.
That was a great play.
Yeah.
Great play. I thought Lou Green had a key play on special teams, covering that fumble. He went in there and dug it out.
Yeah.
And Al stripped that ball out. You got to create turnovers. And then Champ got his usual play for us.
Once a week, it seems like.
I hope so. But Al's play was a great play, field position play. And then Lou's play was a great play, a field position play. They worked hard. Lou really fought for that ball.
Yeah.
So you're proud of that. I'm proud of that.